Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are broadcasting from home until I guess, recover enough from surgery to drive, even though I've already been driving around. So we'll get back in the studio soon. But it's kind of nice to be at home because I got the cats and I got the dog. Although the dog just cut the cheese and it's really stinky in here temporarily, so I got some windows open so you might actually hear some, you know, outside cars drive by because my studio is not sadly filter proof when a dog farts. And man, her farts are pretty bad. Sorry, it was a mad. Oh no, now she embarrassed because I talked about her farts. That was a bad one. Okay, so we have a lot to talk about today, but one of the headlines that came out yesterday was apparently we have another federal judge finding the healthcare mandates to not really hold water. And so the federal judge is supporting the stay on and blocking the Biden administration from implementing COVID-19 vaccine requirements for healthcare workers in 10 states. Why? Because they found that the administration overstepped their authority. When you mandate something gets injected into somebody, it doesn't matter how much we love the vaccines, it doesn't matter how much we think the vaccines are working, there's a very, very fine line between offering it, recommending it, encouraging it, and mandating it. And by mandating, making people feel they have to choose their job and feeding their family or not. And when people are getting squeezed and not allowed to get an appointment, checks if they don't choose to get vaccinated, to me, that's an overstep. So the states that have been suing the Biden administration, now this is from the health, this is very interesting because remember with OSHA, remember there was the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals had reaffirmed their stay based on OSHA implementing the fines and enforcing the vaccine mandate. But that didn't necessarily take care of healthcare workers that are about to lose their job. And so other states have also sued the federal government. These include Alaska, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming. And U.S. District Judge Matthew Shelp of the Federal District Court in St. Louis said in his 32-page order that the group of 10 states challenging the rule were likely to succeed on the merits of their case as the CMS, Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, needed clear authorization from Congress to implement its vaccine requirement. They said even if Congress's statutory language was susceptible to CMS's exceedingly broad reading, which it is most likely not, he says Congress did not clearly authorize CMS to enact this politically and economically vast federalism-altering and boundary-pushing mandate. So the new rule from the CMS, if you remember from Nevada, or from, not from Nevada, from November, had said that if you get funds for your hospital, if you get federal funds, you will have to comply with the mandate. Well, the problem with that is who are you hurting? Who are you going after? If you're going to now limit funds to a nursing home and a healthcare facility, you're actually screwing over vaccinated patients. It just made no sense. It just seemed to me like an overreach. It seemed very, I don't know, very controlling, very fascist. You know, if you are really out there to help the public, then you don't threaten vulnerable institutions with losing funds who are supposed to help take care of Medicare and Medicaid patients, because then if not, they're just limited to taking care of the cash pay or the private insurance. And then who takes care of some of our most vulnerable patients? That just made no sense. So the measure requires employees to have at least their first dose of the vaccine by December 6th, and they must be fully vaccinated by January 4th. Those covered by the rule do not have a testing option in lieu of vaccination. So at this point, you know, listen, I know Omicron is coming. There's been some back and forth on it being milder than others versus it causing a 333% uptick in hospitalizations in South Africa. While health officials are starting, you know, trying to figure this out, I really think we should be focusing our efforts on more common sense sort of measures when it comes to the virus. One is, why don't people have access to N95 respirators? Give people the proper mask. Number two is, why aren't their emergency approvals or more, I guess, embracing of a lot of these other therapeutics that can be used? We're still waiting for Merck to get approved, the Merck drug approved, but what about everything that's going on with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and fluvoxamine? I mean, how many more studies do health officials need to finally embrace this? Look, guys, you know, on your own risk, if you want. Some of these studies are saying this works, up to you, but we're not going to necessarily endorse it, but we're not going to stop you. I mean, it needs to be more than just vaccination. Vaccination is key. It's very important, but it's not everything. Just like with flu, we have Tamiflu. We have antivirals to help fight the flu because the vaccine isn't good enough. But it's all about the vaccine. It's all about mandating the vaccine. And we're being told that the vaccine isn't going to be strong enough for the next variant. And here we are almost 2 years later, and we haven't fine-tuned or fine-tweaked the vaccine for the variants. It's still a vaccine that targets the wild type. Well, we are way beyond that now. We have the same mutations, the N501Y, the E484K. These are the same mutations over and over again that are in the spike proteins that our vaccine should have already been tweaked and fine-tuned to address. So why are you mandating, you know, a vaccine? Offer it, encourage it, incentivize, but the mandate, I don't see how it legally holds water. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY, don't go away. Gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to big thanks to Jason, who's our producer today. This is what happens when you're post-op. Hey, look, I'm pretty lucid. But big thanks to Jason, who's producing, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when I went in for my surgery a few days ago, one of the big questions I kept getting asked is, did I have my living will? Did I have a health care directive? Did I have a designated power of attorney? And I did all that prior, but I was thinking to myself, I really should have updated it, you know, because, there were family members that I liked at the time, and, you know, now I have more family members that I like, and, you know, I just kind of was shocked that somebody, you know, like me, who's always kind of entrenched in healthcare and healthcare decisions, was not up to date on these really vital documents that are needed, and here I was going in for major surgery, and I wasn't as prepared as I should have. So joining us next is Allison Carney, principal of Edward Jones Trust Company, to talk to us about some of these serious financial discussions that we need to have and be prepared for and not do it the last minute. Allison Johnson, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Wow, yeah. I should have called you before I went in for my surgery, because I think my living will and everything's a little up to date or out of date. But yeah, you know, the COVID pandemic has really, really changed the landscape of a lot of our financial, portfolios. And I think, you know, some of our documents could be out of date, or some of us haven't even gotten started on these important things. Talk to us about what you're seeing.
Yeah, absolutely. You're completely right. There's a lot more openness and willingness to talk about healthcare and finances because of the pandemic. So our study found that a third of U.S. adults report that the pandemic triggered some really important conversations between close family members about end-of-life plans and preferences, similar to kind of what you're talking about there. And for 44.5 million Americans, these were first-time conversations about, you know, topics such as finances, healthcare, legal plans. So the pandemic has really kind of opened folks' eyes to the need to have some challenging conversations, and hopefully is causing people to take more action.
And, you know, it's interesting because I come from a family that's, you know, multicultural, and they didn't have a will. When my father died, he had no will. My mom, no, I mean, they were, if you bring it up, you're going to jinx us. Don't talk about it, because then it'll happen. And, you know, as a physician, I find that very frustrating, because it doesn't matter how superstitious you are, having a discussion doesn't mean bad things are going to happen. In fact, it's going to prepare you and maybe, I think, help things along. What do you see in terms of people's fear? Yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think it's one of the most important conversations that you can have, but still there are 3 in 5 U.S. adults report roadblocks to having these conversations. So folks are just afraid of family conflicts. Sometimes there's, you know, some family dynamics that will come out when we start to talk about end-of-life planning. They don't want to burden family members with finances. Mm-hmm. So, you know, making decisions about who's going to take care of, your estate, or who's going to get what, That can feel like a scary conversation. And then just generally, it's an uncomfortable topic, uncomfortable discussion, and therefore folks say, you know, look, I just don't even want to go down this path. And we know that though there are some easier ways to overcome. I don't know about you, but anytime I feel uncomfortable about something, I try to prepare, right? If I know I need to do it, I prepare for it. And one way that might be maybe not like thought of very often is prepare with your financial advisor. A financial advisor knows you. They know your family. They know about your finances. These are all really important components to an estate plan or end of life plan. So sit down and talk to your financial advisor. It's probably less intimidating if you can prepare for that conversation ahead of time.
Exactly, because, you know, some of you might be just listening now going, well, wait a second, I got the cats, I got the dog, I got this bank account, I have this life insurance, I have this, and you're thinking, well, wow, now I got to organize it all. Well, most financial planners have that all organized for you, so it's a lot more, they could simplify things.
Absolutely. A financial advisor can help you kind of get your ducks in a row before you need to have that conversation with your adult children. Or even before you have a conversation with an estate planning attorney who can really help you put pen to paper on these things.
Mm-hmm. So we're speaking to Allison Carney, Director of Trust Services and Chief Administration Officer of the Edward Jones Trust Company. Talk to us about the documents that we should be already organizing and getting, you know, just already, I guess, creating.
Yeah, so this is really going to vary from person to person and state to state, but just at a high level, kind of the most basic documents that all adults should have are a will, a medical directive, and a power of attorney. And I can kind of give a quick primer on all three of these. So a will, sometimes called a last will and testament, that dictates where your assets go after you pass away and who's going to be in charge of things. And then for folks that have minor kids, this is where you can name legal guardians, so a really, really important component of the plan. A medical directive. This is an important one, sometimes called the living will, as you called out. Sometimes it's a healthcare declaration, but this is really a document that explains what your wishes are, what treatments you do or don't want in the event that you're for some reason in a persistent vegetative state, something no one wants to think about, but we've got a plan for it.
That's so true.
And then last is that power of attorney document. So this is where you can name someone to really step into your shoes and act on your behalf if you're not able to make medical or financial decisions for yourself. And sadly, only 19% of adults age 50 or older have all three of these in place. So we've got work to do.
Mm-hmm. But you brought up a good point. So we had an attorney help us with ours a while back, and they did all three at the same time. So it's not like you have to have one financial advisor to help with one, an attorney help with other. Whoever is helping you with this will usually set up all three at the same time. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So it's usually a package deal. There could be other documents involved in it as well, again, depending on your circumstances. Sometimes folks will put a trust in place too. But oftentimes an estate planning attorney will sit down and kind of have a conversation with you about your goals, your wishes, your family, and then say, here are the documents that we recommend. And they'll help you get all those put in place and signed at the same time.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talk about, you know, the economy and economics and a lot of the tax laws on the show as well. It's also probably a good time to have that conversation about the death tax, certain ways to protect, you know, money that would go to the family just going, you know, back to the government. So it isn't just about, you know, okay, you know, what happens to me? What happens to the cats and the dog? You know, it's actually a financial strategy. Our financial strategy of, most of the money we're making right now is for our children and for our family members. So, you know, it just makes sense to have also when we're, you know, medically ill or, God forbid, something else happens, that be a part of the conversation as well.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. So, all right, how could people get started? Can you give my listeners some tips?
Yeah, so I would say one of the simplest ways to get started is really just think about what's most important. Like you said, why are we saving money? What are we doing this for? What do we want our legacy to be? So that's one place to kind of, you know, it's about a mindset and really thinking about what's most important. And then consider, you know, what would happen if something happened to me? Do my kids know what to do? Does my spouse know what to do? If the answer is no, we need to have some of these conversations. And one thing that I'll add here is that many folks don't realize if you don't have a plan for where your assets go, your state probably has one for you. Mm-hmm. There are laws out there that will say where your money is going to go, and this might not line up with your wishes. So, use these things as motivation. Some folks are using the pandemic as motivation to have these conversations. Other people need other reasons to get started with this, whether it's a healthcare event or a family change. Find that motivation and really, really consider what's most important and what kind of legacy you want to leave behind. And then have some of those conversations with your financial advisor and estate planning attorney.
Mm-hmm. A relatively young doctor had just died, and I was at his memorial yesterday. So we started to have, again, a conversation with the kids about, look, guys, you know, this can happen. In the final 30 seconds, Allison, where can people find out more information?
We have a ton of research data on our study and some educational materials about end-of-life planning at edwardjones.com/newretirement.
I love it. And, you know, thank you. I know it's not an easy topic, but we do appreciate everything you guys do and the time you take to come on to the show to talk about it, because it's obviously, you know, it's obviously a stressful topic, but I've got to tell you, once you get that taken care of, you feel less stressed. Allison, thank you again.
Absolutely.
For joining us. Can't wait to have you back.
Thanks so much.
Anytime. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Why are we overreacting? Didn't we learn last year that overreaction did not serve us?
New York Times best-selling author Alex Berenson to USA Radio News regarding the new coronavirus variant Omicron. This as a South African doctor who's treating patients who tested positive for the new variant say that vaccinated individuals who are sick with the new strain so far have no complications. Berenson adding,
if anything, the South Africans, who have more experience with this new variant than anyone else, seem to think it's actually milder for most people.
Cyber Monday sales are down. Adobe Analytics saying consumers spend $10.7 billion while looking for the best deals online. That's nearly a drop of 1.5% from a year ago. President Biden hitting the road to pitch his Build Back Better agenda in Rosemont, Minnesota. This is USA Radio News. The head of the Fed Reserve says the U.S. economy continues to recover from the height of the COVID pandemic.
The post-September decline in cases corresponded to a pickup in economic growth, and GDP appears on track to grow about 5% in 2021, the fastest pace in many years.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell testifying in a Senate hearing and citing ongoing progress in the labor market. He acknowledged inflation and price spikes and said inflation is expected to start turning around in 2022. Tiger Woods is speaking publicly for the first time since the crash earlier this year that left him seriously injured.
I was in the hospital for only 3 weeks. I was in a hospital bed for 3 months. So that in itself is difficult.
The legendary golfer making his remarks while in the Bahamas, Woods saying one of his goals was simply getting outside to feel the sun. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you know how I told you guys I was going to give you the blow-by-blow on the surgery I just had with the hysterectomy and all that? Well, part of the blow-by-blow was going to be some of the challenges I'm having with my insurance. Now, I thought I got a good plan. It sounded like a good plan. But I get to the hospital, and even though it's already, we're in December practically, I guess my deductible wasn't met. Meanwhile, we are talking about multiple doctor visits, multiple uses of my insurance throughout the year for that colonoscopy, for the mammogram, which you guys painstakingly heard about. And I'm looking at this going, okay, wait a second, what did I do wrong? And I really wish I would have planned this year's health insurance a little better. So who we have next, which I'm really, really excited about, is Marcus Robinson, National Vice President for Individual and Family Plans at United Healthcare, to kind of walk us through what choices you may have as you're signing up on the healthcare exchange in the marketplace this year. Marcus, thank you so much for joining us.
So glad to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, no, we appreciate you because there's individual plans, there's family plans, and I think pretty overwhelming. And even me as a doctor, I might have picked the wrong plan for me. So what do we need to know about this year's marketplace and what options we have out there?
Yeah, a couple of things. First, open enrollment's begun. So shopping began on November 1st. Unique to this open enrollment period, it's been extended this year. So you mentioned it. Making the right plan selection is, of course, very important. It's also very personal as well. Well, individual and families will have an additional month this year due to the extended open enrollment period. Open enrollment ends January the 15th now this year, where it traditionally ended on December the 15th. Second really important thing to know on open enrollment this year is the affordability may come as a surprise to many. Insurance and affordable, sometimes those things aren't set in the same sentence. CMS just released a stat that I like to share. 4 out of 5 shoppers right now, or 80% of shoppers on the exchange, can find a plan design for $10 or less a month after a premium tax credit. So extremely affordable.
That's wonderful. Do you know what income threshold people need to qualify for those credits?
Yeah, so it's a sliding scale on your relationship to the federal poverty level. This open enrollment, there is no longer a cap. It used to be at 400% of the federal poverty level or below. The premium assistance would stop. That's no longer there. So depending on where you're at in the federal poverty level, you'll get varying levels of tax credit or premium credit assistance. The increased tax credit goes through the end of 2022, which is important to know. That stat that I mentioned from CMS is due to the increased subsidies this year from the government.
That's fantastic. And like you brought up, this year it's unique in terms of the deadline extending, but if you need your insurance by January 1st, I think you have to comply with the December 15th deadline. If you don't mind it starting February 1st, then that deadline has been extended to January 15th, correct?
You know, well, I was actually going to mention that as something to pay attention to this year, not to catch anybody by surprise. You're an expert. Yes, if you need your coverage to start on January the 1st, you will need to make that plan enrollment by December the 15th, the traditional kind of end of open enrollment. That additional month of open enrollment that you can shop from December the 16th to January the 15th, that is for a February 1st start date to your coverage.
Fantastic. Marcus, you know, one of my listeners had asked, what's the difference between a marketplace and an exchange? So can you talk to us about that, the health insurance marketplaces and exchanges?
Yeah, it's used interchangeably, so they're all kind of describing the same thing. And when I think of a marketplace, I use marketplace more often than exchange. But when I think of a marketplace, I think of a place that I go to shop. Compare options and make a buying decision, whether it's a consumer products good or anything else. So the insurance exchange or the insurance marketplace where individuals and families can go to find the right insurance coverage for their unique needs. Insurance is personal. Healthcare is personal. And, of course, it's a really important decision to find that right coverage. You mentioned your plan and the healthcare experience that you had last year. I'm sorry to hear that and that coverage. We have a team of individuals that really are standing by right now to help anyone navigate that buying decision. If you're new to this, you may want to think about the medication that you're on, where that's covered with different plan designs, how frequently you need to go to the doctor's office. We've got 3 young kids in our household, so it seems like we're always in a pediatrician's office, or we use a lot of virtual care as well. All things to consider when making a decision.
You know, Marcus, I don't know if you could answer this, but I think a little while ago, United Healthcare was establishing their own sort of telehealth service. Does United Healthcare have their own, or do they still usually go through, you know, these other companies that are out there, these like MD Live or Teladoc?
Yes, I'll talk specifically about United Healthcare's individual and family plan offerings. Again, what folks can shop for right now during open enrollment period. We have several offerings. So the majority of our plans have some level of virtual care or telemedicine benefit at no cost. We really want to make that accessible and remove barriers to that to entry for care. In Florida specifically, we have a plan design called Virtual First. I'm so excited about our Virtual First plan offering. We are partnering with a really cutting-edge virtual primary care group called Galileo. They have incredible NPS or consumer rating scores. And our plan design builds around that experience. Members can access primary care, behavioral health, and even some kind of acute urgent care needs 24/7 at no additional cost, no copay. It's actually wow. A team of individuals virtually that you have access to. We're really excited about that offering.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. So, yeah, so for those people that, you know, still haven't shopped for it and they're like, look, you know, maybe I should just stick with my own insurance, you know, what do you recommend? Because I think some people kind of feel like, you know, I don't want to switch shopping lines because that line might be slower than the one I'm in. I've been recommending to people, look, even if you love your current plan, just double check that there's no changes with that's coming and to make sure that there's not another plan that might actually suit your needs for the upcoming year.
Yeah, you bring up a great point. And if you're in a plan design that fits your needs, totally understand. If you're comfortable there, not switching. However, doing a check, around 25% of people in the individual exchange or marketplace, they will review their plan options and then make the same selection and stay where they're at. I always recommend you should just check the marketplace to see what's out there. There's so many more offerings now, which is good with new entrants or competitors entering into the marketplace. At United Healthcare, we are new in the individual and family marketplace in Florida for this open enrollment, so we're excited to bring our coverage options to Floridians. Definitely check. Again, it's personal, and you want to make sure that the plan design that you're in really meets your needs. Mm-hmm. The last thing that I'll say that in regard is we're always trying to advance our offerings to make it more affordable. So even if you're comfortable where you're at, it doesn't hurt to check. An example of that, we have added in our plan this year a complimentary digital.
Wow. Marcus, how can people find out more information?
UHCExchange.com or call us at 1-800-806-0451.
UHCExchange.com, 1-800-806-0451. Thank you, Marcus, so much. Can't wait to have you back. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated?
Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry for the temporary studio, but I'm at home, you know, until I officially feel comfortable driving around and racing to the studio like I usually do at the last minute. So I'm broadcasting from home. And yes, we got the stink out, the dog decided to go potty outside, and we opened up the window, so the studio now smells super nice, and it smells a little chocolatey, because I had a little chocolate muffin. Okay, so, next. South Africa feels like they are getting punished, because they came clean and alerted the world to the Omicron variant. And what did the world do? Travel bans. We are going to ban all travel. Nobody from South Africa can come to our country, and it just started to have this snowball effect. When I saw this happen over Thanksgiving weekend, I'm like, guys, really? I mean, any other country is going to now hesitate on bringing up concerns because they don't want the world to shut them off, basically embargo them, cut off their economy, cut off their travel chain. I mean, you know, it was kind of like it was a punishment. And to hear that coming from some South African officials going, it looks like they got spanked because they did what they were supposed to, is going to now make other countries probably hesitate a little bit on how severe a variant or hospitalization or a situation could be. Not the most ethical for countries to do that, but if a country feels like the world is panicking and going completely bonkers over, you know, I just pendulum swinging, you know, without using logic, without, you know, being overly emotional, some countries are going to be like, look, you know, these countries are going to freak out. We don't have very intelligent people at the helm. Maybe what we'll do is we'll reword, you know, the statement, or we'll be a little slow to alert the world. And that I don't want. Okay, I want transparency. We're still waiting for transparency from China. We don't know what the heck happened. I still don't think anybody ate bat soup. And so, you know, China has the Beijing Olympics coming up in 2 months and a few days. How open do you think they're going to be when they have spent millions of dollars preparing for the Winter Olympics? You know, they don't want what happened to them that happened to Japan. So they've been a little bit quiet about what's been going on in terms of their waves. And so we don't want quiet. We want just honesty. Just guys, tell us what's going on. All right. Do you have something that people could be exposed to? How serious it is? So that's why right now we're kind of in this cluster where we have on one end reports that hospitalizations in South Africa are up 400%, 10% of whom are occupied by children. But then on the flip side, we have the South African doctor that first detected it saying, no, unusually mild symptoms, not that scary. So Dr. Angelique Coetzee, chair of the South African Medical Association, told BBC on Sunday that she started to see patients around November 18th presenting with, quote, unusual symptoms that differed slightly from those associated with the Delta variant, which is right now the most virulent strain and the most prevalent strain, you know, globally. She said it actually started with a male patient who was around 33 years old. And he said to me that he's just been tired for the past few days. He had some body aches, a little bit of a headache, but no sore throat, more of a scratchy throat, no cough, no loss of taste or smell, symptoms that have been associated with previous strains of the coronavirus. When she tested the male patient for COVID, he was positive, so was his family, and then she saw more patients that day presenting with similar symptoms. But they differ from the Delta variant, even though the Delta variant hasn't been causing a lot of lack of taste and smell either. So this prompted her to raise the alarm with South Africa's Vaccine Advisory Committee, of which she's a member. Other patients she had seen so far with the Omicron variant also had, quote, extremely mild symptoms. She said her colleagues noted similar cases. So she said, what we're seeing clinically in South Africa, and remember, I'm at the epicenter of where I'm practicing, is extremely mild. For us, these are mild cases. We haven't admitted anyone. I've spoken to other colleagues of mine, and they've given the same picture. Now, that differs from what we're hearing from The Hill and NBC News. What we're hearing here is the Gauteng province, which includes Johannesburg, the largest city in South Africa, have seen hospitalizations spike by almost 400%. So what is it? Is it causing hospitalizations or is it not? During the week ending November 6th, hospitalizations in the province rose from 120 to 580, according to data from South Africa's National Institute for Communicable Diseases. This is cited by NBC News. The other provinces haven't increased that much. They said large spikes were only discerned in 2 of the 9 territories in recent months. Wasila Jazat, a public health specialist at the NICD, said the proportion of people who have tested positive for COVID-19 and being hospitalized over the past 2 weeks in one part with previous waves
Oh, they said, in one part, with previous waves of infection in South Africa, which were powered by other variants. So the Institute said the variant had been detected in the province at very high frequency. Plus, it has the multiple mutations, at least 32 mutations in its spike protein. So they call it a super variant. But we're hearing that 10% of the hospitalizations are kids. We're hearing there was a 400% spike in one province. Yet we're also hearing from the doctor that detected it mild, and we're not seeing hospitalizations. So in that same thread, we then are being told that South African officials feel that they are being punished because of how scientists, other health officials in other countries have now banned travel to Southern Africa. So the foreign ministry issued this announcement. And South Africa was the first place where Omicron variant was discovered. It has been found in Belgium, Botswana, Israel, Hong Kong. I think it was in Netherlands 5 days before the announcement came. But the Department of International Relations and Cooperation, DIRCO, in a statement urged world leaders not to implement knee-jerk policy decisions in response to the detection of the Omicron variant. They say the latest round of travel bans is akin to punishing South Africa for its advanced genomic sequencing and the ability to detect new variants quicker. Excellent science should be applauded and not punished. DIRCO pointed out that new variants had been detected in other countries as well, and each of those had no recent links with Southern Africa. So just because Africa, let's say, picked up on this doesn't necessarily mean it originated in Africa. And so do these travel bans make sense if they only block South Africa and they don't block other countries that might have had it before South Africa detected it? So, you know, what have we done? Well, we've kind of spurned this sort of now precedence that we are going to, without reason, without logic, we are going to get votes to kind of keep the panic alive. We're going to have a knee-jerk reaction, and the second we find, you know, we hear about something, we're going to look like we're doing something because we don't want to be faulted for not doing something. Well, I think other countries are picking up on that, and they're like, you know what, maybe I'm going to kind of, you know, keep this on the down low, or maybe we're going to say, hey, guys, you know, internally, we might have a new variant. Maybe we just won't make this world announcement to show how excellent at science we are. Wait till the Netherlands brings it up. Wait till Belgium or Israel brings it up. So then that country is the one that's the focus of the bans. Okay, we don't want that. All right, let's just not panic. Let's just realize we're going to have to live with COVID. And because this is going to now spur a lot of more, you know, submersive kind of, you know, being on the down low sort of science, and that's not what we want. 1-877-DR.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.